This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's time for our Paddler's Report in conjunction with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. Brendan Bayard joins us now. And Brendan, let's take it back a week to the Redfish Rumble. We were talking about it with Captain Eric on Highway 23. How did it turn out, and what does that say about the next few weekends for fall fishing?
Yeah, Don, the fishing was absolutely wonderful. Guys caught tons of redfish, tons of trout. I know it wasn't a trout tournament, but they had sections where they got into every cast with a nice trout. So I think falling tide is looking great. So I think the seasonal patterns are a little bit ahead of schedule. We're seeing the benefits of fall earlier, and those fish have already migrated into areas in the upper estuary like Lake Hermitage and, you know, way into Port Sulphur, Happy Jack. So Highway 23 is ready and primed for falling tide.
What did you see, and what were the reports from the fishermen on the size of the fish with perspective to the new slot limits are being put in?
Yeah, they were, there was a mix of a lot of small fish in there, and then, you know, there was a few of the right size upper slot fish. You had to cull through a lot of the smaller ones, but, they're all out there. You might catch, 20 reds to put together a bag of perfect reds, but, it's all part of the fun out there, tugging the lines, That's what the trends I've been seeing for the last couple of years is there's a lot of really small redfish mixed in with the normal mid to upper slot reds that you see in the marsh.
Who was the big winner, and what was the prize?
Chuck Bahan won. He got a cash prize. I forgot the amount, but it was a CPR tournament. And if you want to see the full results, you can look at the Tourney X app. It's available on your phone or anywhere you download apps, and you can just search for Redfish Rumble and you'll see the list of everybody's results there. It was a CPR tournament. Fallen Tide will be a way tournament, so it'll be just, string them and bring them, and bring your redfish, trout, and flounder to the scales down in Empire next weekend.
Yep, and get more details on it there. Well, we got some pretty nice taste of fall weather coming up all next week, but it could be a little windy. What advice can you give people that are going to be fishing over this next week?
Yeah, luckily, the way that Highway 23 is set up, we have that nice levee that protects us from kind of northeast winds, depending upon where you're at. I would advise people, it's a perfect day to scout for bad weather because we got a little bit. It's the silver lining of today, if you will. There's going to be some people out there scouting for fallen tide. But if you can catch them on a day like today, then you're probably pretty good shape for next weekend when we have probably similar situations. I would worry about water clarity after like a whole week of windy conditions. But they've been adding some dirt down there and making some little pockets of land, and some of those areas don't see as much turnover and stay a little bit clearer than they used to, so that's a good thing. Up in Hermitage, we just mentioned the trout and red fishing has been great, Port Sulphur, all the way down to Yellow Cotton Bay. So I think really you could go anywhere top to bottom and a winner could come out of that. Even that down on the road at Tidewater Road over there by what they call Chawi Bay has that new kind of landmass above it. So that even offers a little bit of protection from the north wind, too, if you on the other side of Chawi Bay away from the road. So lots of great areas.
All right. All good stuff, Brendan. Thanks for the report. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right. Have a good weekend. Brendan Bayard, one of our two field reporters for our paddlers.